USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee is hearing from former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates regarding the origins of the Russia investigation. Yates telling Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham she would not have signed off on spying on Carter Page if she knew what she knows now.
If I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have.
Thank you. And do you agree with me it did contain incorrect information?
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
That's all I'm trying to say.
White House advisor Larry Kudlow says the United States economy wouldn't be able to take the enormous human cost of another hard coronavirus lockdown. Kudlow saying schools and businesses can safely reopen by strictly following coronavirus guidelines like distancing and masking and hygiene. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will no longer travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to accept the Democratic presidential nomination later this month because of concerns regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Biden will address the nation from his home state of Delaware. Some disappointing news regarding the Indy 500 as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Indianapolis 500 will be held this year, but fans will not be able to attend. That decision, just announced, was a reversal from Roger Penske, who had previously said he wouldn't hold the race without fans. And the president and CEO of Penske Entertainment Corporation, Mark Miles, says they tried to do everything they could to avoid this resolution.
It was just the ongoing tracking of the public health situation, the hope for the last few weeks that it would improve, the day-by-day reality that it wasn't in Marion County, and finally a timeline where we just couldn't wait any longer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New York City is setting up traveler registration checkpoints for visitors from certain states to enforce quarantine orders. That's according to the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. This says the number of confirmed coronavirus deaths in the United States is over 160,000. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News, we need to continue to take coronavirus very seriously.
Well, this is definitely concerning. We have to remember that this is an opportunistic infection, and it will jump from person to person when we allow it to do so. If you recall, last month we learned that this virus is actually up to 10 times more infectious and more contagious than we originally thought due to a tiny mutation. And so we're seeing it not just in big cities, but now in rural areas in Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Louisiana, where there's limited ICU or no ICU. And that can be dangerous and life-threatening for some people. So I think it's really, really important. It's critical to understand that this virus can affect anyone at any age. We just saw our very first double lung transplant in a young, healthy 28-year-old. She was just discharged from the hospital in Chicago, and she had no underlying conditions. Fortunately, she's doing okay, but there's other people waiting for lung because of the irreversible damage from this disease.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.